I'm on the line with John Schmidt, the pianist in The Piano Guys, a wildly popular group with Stephen Nelson, a cellist, videographer Paul Anderson, and an important music arranger, Al Vanderbeek. And John, as the pianist, I did a little bit of reading, and I know that your older sister was actually one of the reasons you kept studying and kept performing. She was a great inspiration to you.
Yeah, she, 11 years older than me, and I mean, how many sisters can you imagine that would teach a little brother every week for free? I mean, I know for a fact that my poor, they were immigrants from Germany, and we didn't have money, and I know for a fact that she didn't get paid. But she was a real prodigy, and she had classical training. She studied piano performance at Brigham Young University, and they had a really great program there, and she just really looked out for me, It was really a huge blessing for me.
I would think that is unusual because, when you're 11 years apart in age, older sister probably is thinking she wants to be doing other things, but it's wonderful.
I know. As I look at it, it's a wonder. It really is. It's something that I never want to lose appreciation for.
So you are grounded in classical training and still appreciate the foundation of that. But there came an interesting point in your life when you were playing around with tunes and put a modern tune to a more classical piece and started this amazing body of work. I realize it's not just you as composing and arranging, but I think it started pretty much with you.
You're so nice to look at it into our history. Another great sibling of mine, 12 years older than me, the oldest in the family, was always trying to find cool music to show his little brother. I think he just really believed in me. And one of the things that he showed me when I was about 13 was this group that blatantly mixed old and modern called Mannheim Steamroller. And their early albums just intrigued me. It was their original. It was original music that they had written, and it mixed the classical influence that I had in my piano training, and that my German parents were always playing in the home, with stuff that I was hearing with my friends at school, and it was just this collision of. Just of music with the old and the new. And I had a real, I just thought it was so cool to hear all this classical stuff that was presented in such an appealing light and a popular light. It actually, these early albums, for some reason, really took hold at my high school. Like all the dance concerts were using their music, and you'd walk into the assemblies and they would be playing Mannheim Steamroller. And it was just this moment in time when I was just completely entranced by this whole idea of mixing old and new. And so I tried to do that in my original music that I put out. I had 8 albums of solo work before The Piano Guys. And it's funny because Steve kind of had the same thing happen to him, our cellist who we write with. And, he had a lot of classical influence in his life, and Al Vanderbeek had a lot of classical influence in his life. So it's actually one of our favorite, if we were all chefs, it would be one of our favorite go-to spices or great, favorite, things to use when we write is that classical influence.
Well, I do love it personally when classical music is celebrated in new ways and modern ways. And in some cases, it's culturally liking classical or listening to classical music is a big snooze fest for cool people. But
I know, it's terrible.
But I think you're doing great work for that because you can even buy your arrangements for people to play right off your website.
Yeah. We love, one of our favorite things to get a feel for is it feels like a generation of musicians, of young musicians, or not, I shouldn't say generation, but it seems like a lot of musicians are finding, you know, being introduced to that genre of music. A lot of times we'll include in our video, you know, description, a reference to a YouTube video of the classical work that we were inspired by in a certain arrangement, and then we'll go to that clip and we'll read, we'll go to that YouTube video and read comments that said, you know, piano guy sent me here, and it's, you know, some Beethoven work or Mozart or something like that. It's fun. It's fun to see that.
I'm speaking with John Schmidt, the pianist in The Piano Guys, which performs at Miller Auditorium on Wednesday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. And yes, we need to talk about the significance of the YouTube videos, which have attracted so many people from so many places. Last I read, it was 1.6 billion views, something like that. Yeah. This was also sort of a kismet. Your friend Paul Anderson is a videographer and was inspired by the idea of seeing the piano in a beautiful, natural place.
Yeah, he was an amateur videographer and just put, you know, a lot of study into that. Also owned a piano store called The Piano Guys. So, good friend of mine, and he asked me, you know, let's could you, you know, perform with some of my pianos in really cool places, and kind of as a favor to him at first. You know, I just did this, and we put it on his channel on YouTube called The Piano Guys, and then it just evolved, and even we decided to form a formal partnership, as we, you know. And then one of the thoughts we had was, let's change our name for Steve's sake, because he's a cellist. I mean, how sad that he would have to be known as a piano guy his whole life. And so we found out that these millions of views that had accumulated at that point would be lost if we changed the name of the channel. So we had a dilemma. So a good old, he is a really good sport. To be known as a piano guy.
yeah. Well, in compensation, I understand he has quite an impressive collection of cellos to choose from.
Yes. It must be some sort of compensative effect for the name. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, he's amazing, because he loves to explore the limits of the cello, and especially the electric cello has been fun, because you can hook that up to effects boxes and loop pedals, and he plays with a kick drum in the live show and just does things that you've never seen, never thought that you'd see a cello do. Steve has invented new textures, new methods of playing, uses that as a percussion element. It's really amazing to look at the behind the scenes of everything. You know, we've in so much of our tunes, we try to create every sound that you hear with a piano and a cello, or an electric cello, or and even the percussion elements, and it's really invented textures that haven't ever been used anywhere before. So it's been a cool journey.
Young people attending your concerts are hearing music that they know already. They know really well through the pop artists that create the music that you sometimes use to make arrangements. And I'm a little jealous, because I remember when I was 15, I made a solemn promise to myself I would never, ever stop listening to Casey Kasem's Top 40, and I would never lose my love and appreciation of pop music. And sure enough, by the time I was in my mid-20s, I wasn't paying much attention. And now today, I feel so out of touch. You're in a position to really know what's going on.
We between the four piano guys, we have 16 children. And that's a good way to try to keep up with things because, you know, music can be just an incredible bridge of parents to children. And, you know, if you can, you know, from an early age, just start listening to stuff together. And it's one thing that's been fun in our family is to have our kids introduce their favorite stuff to their mom and dad and, you know, to really appreciate it and connect with it that way.
Well, I'd like to leave our listeners with a picture of your concept for this tour. I know you're supporting another new album, and I'd like to hear your ideas on what you think will give the audience a meaningful experience with the piano guys. What does the tour look like? What are the some of the elements? Don't give it all away. But
you know what is really fun for us is to go to the reviews on Ticketmaster, and we're so happy to see the average review be so high. I mean, you're never going to please everyone, right? And I don't know if there's an artist out there with straight solid 5-star average, but we're just so happy to see such a high average and to read what people are loving about the show. And it's really cool. And one of the favorite things that we get is that we thought their live show was even better than their videos. And so, you know, when we do try to really put ourselves in the shoes of the people that are in those seats, that have paid good money to be in those seats. And I honestly feel like we feel a love for them as they're out there. And I think that is something I can say is authentic. You know, we really appreciate them and we plan our whole show with them in mind. It's not kind of like, what do we want to play or what is going to make us enjoy the show? It's like, if we can make those people enjoy the show, that'll be better than anything, you know? So I think that's kind of what it comes to. There's comedy. There's Steve and I kind of have a Smothers Brothers vibe on stage that kind of takes people by surprise. It's definitely not like a highbrow, you know, classical audience experience. It's more of a, you know, a really kind of a big living room experience is what a lot of people describe it as. And I think that is something that makes that really kids enjoy. That's so cool. After the show, we'll meet the kids and the parents are like, how in the world did you guys keep, you know, my kids' attention like you did? And so I think that's always a really great compliment.
Well, I think we'll leave it right there, and I will wish you all the best in your travels and your show here in Kalamazoo. Thanks for talking to me, John.
Thank you so much for having us again. Thank you.